Volume 1, Day 1. Seize the Moments. 100 Days to a Deeper Love. Reading the Mind of God. It seems so natural as a Christian to try to understand God, to know His ways, and to anticipate and even act in anticipation of what He's going to say or what we believe He's going to say. Yet, God's expectation of us is simply to know His mind, and we can only know the heart of another when our affection for them is strong enough and our desire to know them is strong enough that we actually can read their minds. When and only when this occurs can we operate in unity with any other. Whenever we try to determine what we will do for God or the way in which we will do it for God, we are actually working at cross purposes to what He has in mind. We can't think ahead of Him. We cannot see into the future the distance that He can see. God's Word is a light unto my path and a lamp unto my feet. I do not need to see more than a single step ahead in order to not stumble. This verse in the Psalm speaks the truth that God only needs to give me enough light to take one step. If I'm not willing to take that one step, there's no need to give me any more light. All God desires is that I will take that one step, which automatically illuminates the next step. Regardless of who is telling us to do otherwise, obedience to Him is fulfilling His desire for us and our desire for Him. When and only when I become intimate with another will I be able to anticipate their desires, finish their sentences, know without words what they want. And when I truly love them more than I love myself, I will spontaneously provide what I know they desire. No more than my most significant earthly other would want me to do things for her out of an intense obligation, would God want grudging servitude from me.